time for Bruin Buzz on a Friday morning. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck. We talk Bruin Athletics every Friday morning at about 9:45 here on K1. Coach Dilbeck had a couple weeks off. We had an interview with Harry Wright a couple weeks ago, and then last week we aired an interview with the Bartlesville wrestling coach during Dead Week. But, Coach, now it's kind of back into the thick of it just a bit. But as you look at the calendar, July 12th, that's basically mid-July, Monday, practices are going to begin for softball and volleyball because they have some actual dates in early to mid-August with games, and scrimmages will start up before this month is over for those clubs, and then it'll be football practice exactly 1 month from today, and then cross-country will start after that. So we are on the downhill slide of the summer now.
Yeah, good morning, Evan, and you're right. Just, you know, coming off the dead period, and we know when we get back from the dead period that we're getting ready to start some real practice pretty quickly. You know, in the school world, basically after July 4th, you're getting ready to start another school year. We've already started having some district level leadership meetings, but as far as activities go, cross country and fast pitch and volleyball can all start next Monday. I think our cross country program is going to wait a few more days before they actually start organized practices. Volleyball and fast pitch will hit the ground running Monday.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. And you mentioned volleyball and softball both starting. New volleyball coach Kyle Minton back with softball. Probably some momentum for both those programs. Volleyball obviously really took a step forward, I thought, over the past 4 or 5 years that Coach Ward was here. Her main assistant takes over that program. And Kyle Minton's taking over a fast pitch club that came off a state tournament berth in slow pitch back in the spring.
Yeah, you know, certainly, you and I both remember it was just a few years ago that we brought our slow pitch program back. I think that certainly, although the games are significantly different, the success that Coach Minton and his girls had, just a couple months ago in the slow pitch season, helps them hone some skills that will help them be successful in fast pitch also, and certainly had a lot of young players that were able to help them make the state tournament, and so I think that Coach Minton is ready to get this season started and expects good things out of this squad. And then, of course, Coach Blaine, and he's been part of the volleyball program for years and years, and has been Coach Ward's top assistant, and understands what it takes to run the program, and it certainly was an easy choice whenever Coach Ward decided she was going to step down, let him take over and run the program, and I don't think we'll miss a beat there.
Thad Dilbeck chatting with us, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. We touched on this a little bit at the end of the last program you and I recorded together, which was a couple weeks ago now, but now that we're certainly getting a lot closer to it, all sports passes, reserved football tickets, all that good stuff going to be on the forefront of everyone's mind as we enter the back half of July. Talk about what you guys have available on that front and how people can get involved if they'd like to.
Yeah, certainly ticket sales will ramp up. Our pass sales, reserve seating sales, all that stuff will ramp up here in just a couple of weeks. Just in the last few days, we've finalized some things with the company that we use to provide us with those tickets and made some final touches on some changes. We'll be receiving those any time now. And as soon as we do, then we'll put the word out. Personnel here in the athletic office will reach out to those that have had reserved seats in the past and re-up on those. But when we get to this point in the year, there are things on our calendar that we know we're going to do every year at this time. And that one is one that we just finalized, all of our needs in the past in the ticket area, and we'll be selling those pretty soon.
Thad Dilbeck on the line with us, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. You're coming off that OSSAA dead period. I don't know if you and I talked a ton about that extensively. It's obviously over now, but a seven-day period where no one can get into any of those school-owned facilities and gives everyone a time off. And it seemed like, from me just kind of poking around, talking to some coaches, a lot of those coaches do use that time, particularly ones in the fall, as trying to take some vacations and whatnot. Not, and I'm hopefully that was good for everyone to get a little reset here before the kind of sprint to the start of August.
Yeah, I think the dead period is a good thing, the way that they designed it, it kind of envelops the 4th of July holiday, and it gives a mandatory time where kids and coaches all have some time off. Certainly, as you mentioned, we have lots of coaches who take advantage of that. For some vacation or some family time or just some downtime. And then we have a lot of our families that schedule their vacations to fall during that period. I like it. It's been well received. Everybody in the state in the athletics or activities world appreciates that. Oklahoma wasn't the first state to come up with that idea, but certainly when you compare how we run activities today versus to how we did it a generation or two ago, I think it's important that we give everybody just a little downtime and just make it mandatory. And it's a good thing.
Let's talk about what happens in the athletic department over the course of the next few weeks. The schedules, I'm sure, for the fall stuff kind of already set. We talked about that. But as far as the start of the school year, what adds to your guys' responsibilities within the athletic department?
Well, excuse me. Certainly, most of our fall stuff is set. You mentioned schedules. We're finalizing some fall excuse me, Evan. Some fall tweaking some staffs, kind of reassigning some responsibilities. I say we. That's really head coach's decision. But getting that stuff set and just practice schedules and the like, communicating those things. All those teams will start with some parent meetings and just making sure everybody has the information they need to have a successful season. And then, of course, when you start looking at the beginning of a school year, of course, our coaches are also looking at, classroom responsibilities and things that they'll have to, starting in August, the things that they'll have to do as far as their teacher responsibilities or whatever other responsibilities they have within the district. So all of that is being communicated and we'll take care of. You start July 15th with a couple of programs practicing, and you hit August with the beginning of all your fall sports and the beginning of school and getting all that going. From about mid-July to Labor Day, it's a very exciting and busy time. And getting everybody back in the groove is always it's a challenge, but it's always an exciting and fun time, too.
Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on Bruin Buzz. We talk Bartlesville High Athletics every Friday morning at 9:45 and excited to get back into some action over the course of the next few weeks. Coach, appreciate it, and we'll speak with you next week.
You bet, Evan. Thank you.